From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes, from the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Scattered on the tidelands of Willapa Bay are marsh mounds, raised areas covered with marsh plants a couple of feet above open tideland. These are remnants of smooth cordgrass clones, an introduced grass that dominated tidelands into the early 2000s. Program managers at Willapa National Wildlife Refuge organized bay-wide removal over several years. This removal of the cordgrass clones reopened more than 25,000 acres, which allowed native species back into their natural habitat. Fish and shorebird populations rebounded. Native picklegrass, saltgrass, and jamia all reestablished in the mounds and flourished, covering these raised areas. Many bird species appreciate the mounds. They roost on them and forage around them. Gulls, kittiwakes, herons, eagles, osprey, and many species of shorebirds rest on them regularly. They prefer the outermost mounds, hundreds of feet out from marsh shorelines. Small shorebirds are not visible on mounds until they fly, and then 1,000 can lift up at one time. Quite a sight to see. As the tide ebbs and floods, fishes school along the mound's edges. Herons, loons, mergansers, ducks, grebes, and other fish-eating birds forage there. Sometimes there are otters. As the mounds erode on the east and south edges, small crabs tunnel into the eroding edges, and their predators, such as great blue heron, hunt for them. This past February, herring spawn was heavy, and birds fed on herring eggs for weeks. After spring migration, swallows forage for insects over mounds all summer. There's always something interesting going on at the edge of the tidelands on the marsh mounds. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.